and they can consider that and then can come to their own conclusion about meditation center, whether it's useful or not. Because when they understand about Dhamma, it's best for them, not situation, no people, no situation, just a moment of citta.
Do you think that anyone can understand the meaning, the reality of Dhamma quickly?
No, many lifetimes, little by little, only the beginning maybe, and then it can be accumulated for later. We never know when.
The reason Nina made the comment she did about her Dutch friends and situations is because, for example, in the article you are saying anyone who sets up a place for meditation and issues that are not related to the Dharma, it's killing the Dharma, harming the Dharma. And Nina's comment was that if one just talks about the situation like avoiding meditation centers, she thinks, like with her friends in Holland who go to meditation centers, it would be better to talk about dharmas and realities now so that they can come to their own understanding. Because if one just tells them don't go or you're destroying the teachings like this, they would be interested to hear about dharmas. So this was
the best, just about reality.
Understand? Can your friend understand?
They cannot understand either way, but there can be a beginning.
So I think that the best way is not using the word Dhamma or the teachings of the Buddha or anything. Just ask about now. That's the best way to make people understand what's there now.
Yeah. Say, what is Dhamma? They might be confused about the word Dhamma.
So we don't need to use any special words.
No.
In this case, because they are quite familiar with the Pali terms, you can use it. But for example, when we're in Australia with our friends, they're not used to any Pali terms. In fact, they have aversion to any Pali terms. So usually we may have a discussion for 2 hours and not mention any Pali terms. So it depends on the audience.
Not many Pali terms. They don't know many Pali terms.
Is she or he going to the meditation center? Your friend?
Are they going to the meditation center, these friends?
Well, they go to a retreat. But at the retreat is not just meditation, also learning more about Abhidhamma.
About the aim, why she goes, what for, and what does she get?
But if I ask them, they will be confused, I think, I'm sure.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of going there? Can we go to anywhere without purpose?
They have a teaching of Abhidhamma and discussion. About Abhidhamma. So they talk about what they experience in daily life and try to find some meaning.
Meaning of what?
What happened to them, the different cittas.
So that's the idea of them, myself.
Yeah.
And we can continue by asking, what is the self, what is myself? Is the self of myself now? And the answer is, what is the self or the myself is sitting now in here?
No self, but not enough, of course.
Yeah, but when it's no self, what is there now? This is studying Dhamma, the real Dhamma, because Dhamma is now and here. If we think about the words and the books, we cannot understand what is going on, or Dhammas, which is unknown. Because who knows about seeing right now? Who knows about thinking, or hardness, softness?
I think, Nina, the problem is that the only other people they know who are interested in Dhamma all think the same way, that it's good to go to retreat and study some Abhidhamma together and discuss daily life issues.
And meditate together.
And meditate together. You are very much a lone voice
They say they appreciate that. Yeah, I remind them. They
right.
appreciate anyway.
Well, that's right.
But they don't really understand or
no,
cannot
it
be.
It will take a
it
long
cannot
time.
Be, yeah.
It will take
they,
time.
They have to get used to
all
it.
Their other Buddhist friends have the same idea as they do. So
yeah.
We can't expect that they will all suddenly see the value of developing understanding in daily life and not going to meet at places where there's wrong practice going on.
Right, yeah, yeah. Very good, very good, yeah.
But I think Nina's concern before was, for example, if one just says to people, like here, that going to a meditation center or going on retreat is wrong. It's like thinking of a situation when actually, like her friends are a different cheetahs, there must be wrong view, otherwise they wouldn't follow such practices. But there's also some beginning of right considering. So if we talk more about dharmas now, at this moment, they can come to their own understanding and conclusion. But if we just tell them, you shouldn't go on retreat or this is wrong place to be, then maybe they won't listen or discuss more about seeing now, hearing now. So we think that maybe a bit more precious to talk about dharmas than about the right place and the wrong place. What do you think?
I think that no one understands what's going on now or what is there now. So we just begin like, what is it now? Is there anything now? And develop the understanding for them to understand the truth. What is true? Is seeing real or is it not real? This kind of conversation is so helpful because we have something for them to think about and it can be their own understanding. If it's our understanding, it's useless. Yeah. And they cannot...
They don't want to just follow its instructions. They need to understand the value. Like, as I mentioned to Nina, when I was living in a temple following a meditation practice, and then I heard you talking about sound and thinking, and it was very clear that these dhammas are all anatta, so all this practice and living in a temple was completely useless. So then it was my own understanding, so I left, not because anyone told me you must leave the temple. So it has to be one's own
understanding, yeah.
And it has to be firm, otherwise one's easily swayed by one's friends or what other teachers say.
And they make exercises, they write down, like Loba, they write down, have exercises. Know the Loba when you have Loba, but it's still my Loba, you know. But I try to explain that. I don't believe in exercises, but they do.
And they are there, see, different understanding, different background. So Dharma is for everyone. No matter who, because it's so real and it appears all the time. When we talk about Lopa or Dhamma, anytime it's here and now, but they don't know. So they can see the value of understanding is better than just following the words of untrue. The best way is to have their own understanding from discussing.
Lively discussion at the foundation yesterday, and Roti was mentioning about karma and vipaka, and how everyone needs to understand this. But then we were talking about what is karma now, what is the Dharma, what is the reality? Because if one doesn't understand about the Dharma and the reality, one just talks about issues like karma and vipaka, but one has no idea what one is talking about. So this was quite a detailed and long discussion. Do you have any comments or any follow-up points from it?
My comments are a little bit more about what we talked here last time, that I realized that I was not very clear about about wrong view. I think I confuse wrong view with ignorance a little bit.
And now,
because what I understand as wrong view is like, for example, to think that I am talking right now. Is that wrong view?
That is thinking.
For sure. Because it's like the same thing of the reality of Dhamma as Nama and Rupa.
We can just say no one, but at the moment of talking, is there any understanding of Dhamma right now? So it's not your own thinking about whether that moment has wrong view together or it's not wrong view. See, this is thinking by one's own thought about what Buddha said. But in order to really understand, it means that not just only the theory, the pariyatti, but we have to consider so clear about the reality now, which experience an object, before you can think about whether it's I or whether it's self or not. Because you still think about self and I by yourself, whether this is with a wrong view or whether this is not with wrong view. But without the understanding, the pariyatti, it's impossible, because it's only one's own thinking about what one has heard. Because you heard the word wrong view, but you try to find out, see. But when you study carefully that citta arises in false way, unnumerable right now, how can you know that it is only seeing, no thinking, before whether it is wrong view or not? The characteristic of citta, citta-sika, or the nama, which can experience an object, does not appear yet. So you think about that beyond the characteristic of nama and rupa. You think about the term, the idea of self. But what is it? And what is condition for its arising? This is like jump on from word to word. But in order to really understand the word which represents a reality, it takes time. For example, the word letting go, it can be at different levels. Now, letting go by hearing, considering, or directly experiencing. Letting go. What?
Actually, when there is thinking, speculating about was it wrong view, was it ignorance that occurred, it's speculating with attachment, wishing to know, wishing to catch it, and right then and there can be wrong view that can be known, because it's taking it for my ignorance or my wrong view that one would like to catch or understand. So even at that moment of thinking like that, it can be understood right then and there, because what's happened's happened. No way to know. Like sometimes people say, oh, well, I felt tearful in the holy places, was it kusala or not? But it's just clinging to oneself at that moment about what's gone. So it always has to be this moment, not clinging to trying to catch it or understand it.
You know and understand better about now whether the citta is accompanied by lopa, or does it also accompanied by wrong view? See, it's not known yet. It's only speculation. When it's this, it's wrong view. When it's not this, it's not wrong view. But who knows? Until you really understand reality as not self, by then each characteristic will appear to sati and panya. And you know that it's not just the theory or pariyatti. But you think about how this happened, whether it is wrong view or not.
It's
story about Dhamma, not the understanding right now about disappearing.
And I think it's like other kinds of kusala and akusala. We say, if I do such and such, is it wholesome or unwholesome? Or if I think like this, is it wrong view or attachment? But the test for whether it's wholesome or unwholesome, or this or that kind of kusala or akusala, is the nature of the citta, not the thought or the action that is being described. Because the same action can be done with wholesome mental state or unwholesome mental state, or combination of both. And likewise, the thought of me and you and table and people could be wholesome citta, or it could be attachment, or it could be wrong view. We need to know what wrong view is and what attachment is, and to be able to understand it by its characteristic, rather than by this thought is wrong view or right view, or such and such a thought is attachment or aversion.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like my usual way of thinking is not working anymore.
That's a common experience for everyone who approaches the Dhamma, I think.
And doubt and confusion is Dhamma too.
We think that, okay, this should be understandable, easily understandable. People explain something to me, I normally get it. We think the same is going to apply to the understanding of Dhamma, but it doesn't.
So I should not try to understand intellectually what wrong view is. Tong payayam khao chai doi pariyat ke wa titi ke arai rupa. Mai tong payayam alai le chuma. I should not try anything at all.
Because as soon as there's an idea of I try or I try to catch it.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
Satya. It's not understanding at that moment.
It's the same with visible object.
Because the trying is the self is in the trying, right?
The self would like to understand, would like to know, would like to be wise, but it's all a fantasy because there is no self. So it's just clinging to the idea of self or me that is wise or understands or knows what is what. It's not the letting go, the natural development.
John, we were talking about letting go.
Yes, we cannot just understand letting go without understanding Dhamma. So first of all, instead of thinking about different words like michatiti or on and on, it should be the beginning for yourself. Now we use the word yourself, which means not the other. Know enough of what appears. Instead of trying to find out the word that you heard, but now, what appears now, how much understanding is there? No one can say that I have experienced that with apariyati, impossible, because the words of the Buddha brings about considering carefully about the truth of whatever appears. That's why we study only the words of the Buddha, not the others, because no matter who say the same word as Buddha, it depends on understanding. He can say, all dhammas are anatta. Everyone can follow. But is that enough? Just listen, all dhammas. But there must be the understanding clearly about each word as dhamma. So instead of trying to think about whether there is a kusala with wrong view or not, just dhamma, not self. So just begin with no one knows self. So when you read or when you think about wrong view and right view, that is also not you, no you. So if there's a firm understanding of no self from the very beginning, that is the right way to understand all realities as no one, no self. Not try to find out yourself, to think about no self or not to think about.
Otherwise, it's like setting a rule again. So we know if people
set a rule again.
So we know if someone sets a rule to sit quietly, to have understanding,
right,
or go to a certain place, we know it's wrong.
Right.
But if there's a rule to try to find out or try to
right.
know this reality, actually it's like a rule for self again.
Yeah.
It's not understanding at that moment. Understanding that Dharma is conditioned. It cannot be understood by trying to work it out or find it.
Right. I think the situation is that if one keeps discussing Dhamma with different people, as we have the opportunity to, then sooner or later the questions get answered one way or another. But we can't always know immediately what we think we need to know. But that doesn't mean one shouldn't ask. And obviously this subject, as you said, it came up the other day and you realised that perhaps your idea of wrong view,
or my approach also.
Yeah, yes, which is fair enough.
The Pali term, Pahu Sutta.
Pahu
Sutta. Oh, Pahu. Listen more.
Pahu Sutta. Pahu Sutta.
But listen to the teachings more.
It's a term used to describe bhikkhus who have developed understanding. They are Pahu Sutta.
It's like an adjective.
And I think, as I understand it, yes, is that right, Nina?
But also the Sotapanna,
yeah.
I think. Bahusut.
Bahusut. Bahusut. Bahusut. The quality of the one who understands the teachings.
Yeah.
When it's little, it's not Bahusutta. But when it's more in understanding, and each word conform the other's word, that is Bahusutta. You may hear just one word, but the understanding which has developed can understand better than the others. And without hearing more, how can there be more to study, to understand? Just the one word like Dhamma, is it enough? How much you can think about it? But when you understand the meaning of Dhamma, whatever is heard, it brings about the understanding of Dhamma, not self. So it begins with no one, no self at all. So we read with understanding that seeing is conditioned, because while we are talking about Dhamma, there are many moments of seeing. No one makes it at all. This is the beginning of developing the understanding of Dhamma itself, which will gradually eliminate the idea of self. No way. You don't have to do anything. Only the understanding works it way.
It's actually a very important distinction, the distinction between listening well and carefully, which by listening it can mean reading or considering. It doesn't matter whether it's listening or reading, but listening well and carefully as opposed to thinking more and more about oneself. Did I have wrong view? Did I this? Was it this?
And when there is the understanding of no one, no self, the Dhamma, you know that all meditation centers come from avijja, not understanding at all. They can recite many terms of the teachings without understanding of no self. Otherwise, there cannot be any meditation center at all. Because Buddha himself didn't say to anyone, just go to the quiet place and then develop understanding and then you gain the Ariya Satya. No, he didn't say like that at all. Just talk about the truth of everything for that person kindly to understand what he meant by each word. When we hear about Dhamma and we understand clearly, we understand that there cannot be meditation center at all. At all. Because now citta, cetasika, and rupa arise and fall away everywhere, every moment. No need to just go somewhere and try to understand it.
Maybe the trying is the
because right
that's
understanding.
What you were talking about, it's the trying.
Can understand whatever appears now at different level. And we can see that avijja works its way all the time. Touching, no understanding. Seeing, no understanding. Thinking, no understanding. All in a day. So the words of the Buddha must be different from what appears. Because what appears now?
Thinking. Quite a lot.
People and things.
What
and
is it?
People and things.
Yeah.
And the Buddha said, no one, no thing, see, against what he said. So we cannot think by oneself, by the idea of self, by the self, because actually the words of Buddha is so, like, it's like miracle, from not understanding at all, to be the one who begins to understand the truth of what appears, anytime, anywhere. This is anatta. Without this, all are atta. Long, long time ago.
You stress a lot that people have to, or that a person has to understand the difference between nama and the rupa.
Why not? Because
nama
is nama and rupa is rupa.
Yeah,
yes.
Nama experience, but to explain what experience is as different from what does not experience.
Seeing.
Yeah.
Is that which experience what appears now?
Yeah.
Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking.
Yeah.
Only six doorways.
But that is different from rupa.
Because rupa cannot experience anything at all.
Nina, I think even your friends who may not be familiar with the Pali terms can appreciate the difference between something mental and something that is like sound or hardness. Or
That is not
mental.
That it is so important to know the difference, we have to explain. Otherwise, one doesn't know anything.
Right.
It confuses all the realities.
Yes, that's right. They all mix up. But one has to hear about it first and then consider it at length. The significance of the difference doesn't become apparent for some time.
Yeah.
And the point about the meditation centers is we know there are just cheetahs, cheetah seekers, rupas, and just this moment. But if there is any understanding of dharmas, then one won't have any interest in going to the meditation center. So if, for example, someone has read and studied a lot or is
maybe
a teacher, but still has this interest in going to the meditation center or following this kind of practice, it shows that how many books they've read or how many Pali terms they know, actually it's not any understanding of Dhamma right now. So it's just an indication.
And then long retreat, long retreat, you know. Even the nun in Germany who knows a lot, but she has a long retreat.
Silent retreat.
Yes.
That's not the teachings of the Buddha.
No.
So while one listens to anything, not just follow.
And she appreciates so much the Vibhanga book, the book of analysis, translated by Ututila. You know, she appreciates it.
But if she really appreciates it, the Vibhanga, how does she have an interest in going on silent retreats?
That's what I'm wondering about it.
It's like reading but not understanding.
Not understanding,
John, a minute ago you said that what appears now, people and things, for us, and this is not what the Buddha taught, but the enlightened being will still conceptualize in terms of people and things.
Otherwise Buddha cannot remember, couldn't know who Sariputta or Moggallana or the place.
In that case, it's not necessarily against the Buddha's teaching to have the idea of people and things, is it?
No, because you know that without Dhamma,
There cannot be anything at all. No sun, no moon, no people. But when a reality arises, that is the world.
We were talking about the idea of the concept of people and things and the difference between the enlightened being and the putuchana. We could both have the idea of people and things, but for the enlightened being, no wrong view.
Not only no wrong view.
No.
For arahata, no, even asura.
Right.
Because we have to understand the difference between wrong view and the pandati.
Concept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If there is no dhamma at all, there will not be concept. No wrong view, nothing at all. But when something is there arising and arises so fall away instantly, so quickly, unimaginable at all, it forms up the idea of nimitta. That's why we learn to understand the difference between nimitta and reality. So something arises so quickly, and what is seen is a shape and form, the continuation of the arising and falling away of one thing. And how many things are there now which are seen instantly, as soon as one opens one's eyes?
Right.
It means that how quickly, rapidly, citta, cetasika, and rupa arise and falls away. So it fools us not to know that it's truth, that actually what is seen with like has gone, and the idea of something is left, think that we like this, but actually it's what is liked has gone completely, continuously all the time. That's why there cannot be this self, because everything arises and falls away in split seconds. But the continuation of the shape and form still there, to be remembered as it's there. Is that what I like? But actually, that which is liked by Lopa Mulajitta has completely gone. And seeing sees again the same thing. So there is the idea of something or I. All five khandhas are upadana khandha. Object of clinging. Not just seeing, not just the vinyana, but also the vedana and sanya and sankhara. So in order to eradicate completely, we have to know that what is now? Sanya, see? But no one knows that it's sanya, which marks or remembers what is seen. So there can be the nimitta, as long as the realities arise and fall away. Even the Buddha or anyone cannot change. So it goes like this. So when it's gone and the nimitta still appears, even Buddha knows who's who, but no clinging anymore, because he deeply insight the true nature of only one reality at a time. Citta is not cetasika, and each cetasika is different. Even lopa, attachment with a wrong view, and the lopa with wrong view. He said that not even wrong view, there are also other cetasikas, who knows. Even right now, he talked about the patsa cetasika. It's not known. But with our patsa, the citta cannot see, because it needs seven cetasikas only, not more than that, because of the power of the kamma, which can condition its result as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and also sometimes condition thinking too, by way of other paccaya, not the kamma paccaya. So deep, and one knows that if there's no real understanding, no one can get rid of the idea of self. But understand more and more, little by little, to be very, very confident in the words of the Buddha, even it is pariyatti. Because without pariyatti,
How can there be the understanding of that which arises as hardness? It's hard, but if it does not arise, where's that hardness? See, so Panya must be so clear and so deep to letting go the idea of something. Because you see that from hearing Pariyatti, more confident that does it appear now to be truthful. So truthfulness is parami as well. Virya, now there must be virya, because it's not only seeing, it's the other jetasika with Pariyatti. And after that, there is thinking. But nothing appears as arising and falling away in split seconds. So Buddha told us about each moment as it is, by way of what different conditions. Not only the eye, not only the object which is seen, but also other pajya, like citta and cetasika. They arise together by the cetasika which touches. If the cetasika touches the sound, they cannot be seeing. They must be hearing that sound, because the pasa cetasika touches on it, on that object. So many, many words will help understanding begin to grow little by little, but with the idea of no self, more confident. So that's why no one, so what can anyone do? Only the function of citta, cetasika, and rupa. And when one hears the Pariyatti, one seems like one understands. No, not that at all. The understanding grows only when hearing more and more and more with confidence, thinking over it, that it has to be like that. It cannot be the self, because where's the self? The whole body, there must be the akasa in between each kalapa, very, very little. That's why we can break up all this rupa into just very little thing, little than dust. So only learning by books, not enough at all, because there can be misunderstanding. Like the teachers on Abhidhamma, why do they have meditation center? It means that they do not understand even the word Dhamma. And one can know by oneself, we have to ask anyone else how much I know. See? And we know that there is seeing right now, but there's no understanding of seeing enough for seeing to appear as it is, by conditions, not by trying to have it. If Panya is such a little like this, how can we try to have it more to that other level? Impossible.
So this means, this is why the importance of patience is emphasized.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Patience based on confidence in the teaching.
On Panya.
So one is not too eager to gain knowledge or direct understanding.
And actually, it must be very as natural as now, daily life only, to prove the great Panya, greater and greater, being able to burn up the kilesa from the strong one until the asava, anusaya.
I think you've said before that awareness has to arise naturally as seeing arises now for us.
Otherwise it cannot be anatta all the way. It has to be anatta all the way from now. And Panya can understand when there is lopa and avisha and doubt and everything. Only Panya can know. So without that level of Panya, we just talk about it. Whether there is self or no self at all. Only the memory of nimitta with our wrong understanding, or when is what level or what kind of wrong view is there. We can see only the gross wrong view, like paying respect to the tree or whatever. But when lopa is there, or dosa is there, or any kind of akusa and kusla is there, is panya great enough to understand instantly? No one. Otherwise, it cannot reach the high level.
So, Jonathan, Ajahn was explaining about the person who's enlightened and also sees, and this is a mango. But I had a little trouble hearing. Can you repeat it? It's pasa. And our meditator Sikas Ajahn was saying.
Yes.
And especially Sanya that remembers.
Right.
This is a mango.
Yes.
And the difference between the enlightened one who sees, or the Buddha, and an ordinary person.
She explained the enlightened being has had deep insight into the nature of reality, so knows that it's just dhammas arising and falling away.
Yeah, but still natural that this is a mango.
Yes, but deep down doesn't think that is a mango in reality, because
yeah,
knows that it is just momentary dhammas.
Yeah,
just giving the appearance of a mango.
Yeah, but
no doubt
he will take it and he can eat it.
Yes.
No doubt it's just conventional truth.
Yeah.
But he still takes the mango and he can eat it.
Yes.
Different dhammas.
Because it's food.
But he knows it's thinking.
Sorry?
It's sanya, remember.
He doesn't necessarily think at that time that this is not actually a mango, it's actually just dhammas.
Yeah.
He doesn't think.
He doesn't think.
But the because of the insight, then all accumulated wrong view has been totally eradicated.
Right, right, yeah.
So deep down he knows what it is in reality, even if he doesn't think it
yeah
at that moment.
Yeah.
And that's why for us it's so difficult, because deep down we have the idea that it is something of substance. Even if wrong view is not appearing, deep down that's what we think it is. And that has colored our sanya.
He had not attained the three lower paths, including 1, 2, 3. It can be he had not attained the three, no matter it is what level.
Any. Not, it doesn't mean all three. It can be any of the three.
If it say he had not attained all the three, then it means another thing. But now, he had not attained the three, any of the three. Yeah. Because no example.
Oh, yeah.